This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and southern Israel. In a statement Saturday, Guterres called on Hamas and other Palestinian militants to cease launching rockets and incendiary kites along the border fence. He also asked Israel to exercise restraint to avoid further aggravating the situation. Guterres went on to say that any further escalation of tensions would endanger lives, deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and undermine support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. The statement came after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza on Friday. A Hamas spokesman said that the two sides agreed to a ceasefire, which was largely being respected on Saturday. The International Monetary Fund warned world economic leaders Saturday that a recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said she would present the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors in Buenos Aires with a report detailing the impacts of the restrictions already announced on global trade.
It certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcement, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
Her warning came shortly after U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters in the Argentine capital there was no macroeconomic effect yet on the world's largest economy. Long-simmering trade tensions have erupted in recent months, with the United States and China slapping tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods so far. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter Saturday that his personal lawyer's taping of their private phone conversations is totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. Trump was responding to the revelation that former attorney Michael Cohen, weeks before the 2016 election, secretly recorded their discussion of a potential payment for former Playboy model Karen McDougal's account of having an affair with Trump. As AP correspondent Jonathan Lemire reports, President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani is putting his spin on Michael Cohen's recordings.
Cohen, of course, was his fixer for more than a decade and is someone who, as people around the president have said, knows where the bodies are buried. He has had tremendous access to the Trump organization's finances, knows a lot about whatever the company's business dealings were, as well as the president's private life. He has been the person who was told to make bad stuff go away.
The recording was part of a large collection of documents and electronic records seized by federal authorities from the longtime Trump fixer earlier this year. More than 3 years of war has pushed Yemen to the brink of famine, with more than 8 million extremely hungry people totally dependent on international aid for their survival. Lisa Schlein reports a possible closure of the port of Hodeidah could prove tragic.
But World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA heavy fighting around this strategic city is putting the delivery of crucial aid at risk.
We are concerned that the upsurge in the fighting in Hodeidah could lead to 1.1 million people being either displaced or trapped within Hodeidah.
The United Nations reports an estimated 50,000 Yemenis have been newly displaced since fighting broke out in Hodeidah on June 12th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fiat Chrysler on Saturday named its Jeep division boss Mike Manley to take over immediately from Chief Executive Sergio Marchionne, who is seriously ill after suffering major complications following surgery. The carmaker said the British-born Manley will push ahead with the midterm strategy outlined by Marchionne, who had been due to step down next April. Marchionne was credited with rescuing Fiat and Chrysler from bankruptcy after taking the Italian carmaker's wheel in 2004. He was recovering from a shoulder operation, but his condition deteriorated sharply in recent days when he suffered massive complications. China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa Saturday in Senegal. Xi will sign an agreement with Senegal and will also visit Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.